The Eye of Secret, written by Harry McClure and read for you by Pallavi Bharti and Andrew Hoffland.
Please note, the sound of a harp indicates the beginning and the end of a flashback.
Could he have put Laura in an institution away from Madras? Bangalore, Ooty, maybe Kerala? I believe somewhere in Kerala they use herbal medicine to treat patients with mental disabilities.
No, Helen, Missy. Not outside Chennai. Your daddy wouldn't have gone very far with Laura, baby. Baby was not in a fit state. She's somewhere here only, in Chennai.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Aya, stop referring to Madras as Chennai. I think these name changes are silly. Bombay becomes Mumbai, Calcutta becomes Kolkata, and Madras becomes Chennai. For me, Madras will always be Madras. And one more thing. Stop calling Laura, Laura baby. She's a 37-year-old woman.
Helen, Missy, this searching for Laura, baby, for Laura, has made you jumpy. I think you need to rest.
I'm sorry. It's just that I'm not able to think well. I feel hot, dusty and uncomfortable. India hasn't been kind to me, Aya. I come to see my daddy for the first time after 30 years. And I see him laid out. I long to see my younger sister and I discover she's missing. Today is the 10th day after the funeral and my search for Laura still continues. I don't know why Daddy didn't want me to know Laura's whereabouts. He could have at least told you before he died. This is really getting to me.
Don't worry, Missy. Our search will end soon. You will not only see Laura, but you will also take her back with you to England. You know, I consulted a friend of mine. She's a parrot fortune teller. Her parrot picked a card, and the card foretold her.
What? A parrot? A card? Oh, Aya, please, spare me.
I know, child, I know. I can't blame you for thinking differently. You were only 13 when your Aunt Clara took you away to England. Now most of what we Indians tell you will seem like what is that phrase Anglo-Indians use? Your daddy's favorite expression. Cock and bull.
Cock and bull.
Ah, yes. A cock and bull story. But Helen, Missy, don't underestimate my friend's parrot. The bird tells only the truth.
A parrot and bull story, then?
Gee, go, child. Don't joke with me. Here it is, Missy. The Mercy Home. Last place on our list.
This is really good, Aya. Coconut rice and ball curry after all these many years. It has certainly made up for the roaming we did in that rickety auto rickshaw this morning.
I shouldn't have made the curry so pungent. I see your nose is watering. Anjali, Madam a towel.
Okay, Grandma, I'll get one from the linen box.
Don't bother, Anjali. I've got a paper napkin. You'd better have your lunch, girl. Your food is turning cold. Come, sit here with me and start eating.
Helen, Madam, if I eat at the table, that would be disrespecting your presence.
What nonsense.
Please, Helen, Missy. That's how it is here. We cannot be your equal. Anjali, take your plate and go eat in the veranda.
Yes, Grandma. Thank you, Helen, Madam.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?